Welcome to the South Group Cox Coaches Show. When we return, we'll visit with Coach Brian Pickens of the Leak Academy Rebels.
When shopping for an insurance company, most of us look for affordable rates, trustworthy staff, and great customer service. South Group Cox Agency in Carthage is all of that and more. Always free quotes with an agent that has your best interest at heart. South Group Cox Agency's mission is to manage risk and build personal relationships and partnerships in an environment of trust, integrity, teamwork, and stability. They're also dedicated to supporting their area schools and wish all the football teams a great year.
Welcome to the South Group Cox Coaches Show with Coach Brian Pickens. I'm Melvin Wooten. And Coach, another outstanding, dominating performance by your Rebels on homecoming Friday night. 49-6 just stymied the opposition of Washington School in that ball game, and I thought all three phases played extremely well for you.
They really did. You know, coming off last week of not being able to play, you know, preparing, and then, you know, the last minute not being able to play, you know, it just made you feel incomplete. You know, with that last week, you know, going into this week, feel was of rust, you know, just not having those reps. But I thought our guys went out there and went right back to work. And you know, offensively went down our first drive and scored. Defense three and outed, and then we got the ball and hit a deep pass down the middle. And then just, you know, we clicked right on. You know, I thought our receivers all did a good job. Rhett did a great job. You know, Levi had another big game. Our running backs and the line our line dominated up front. Our running backs, you know, hit the hole and you know, did a great job of getting us in the end zone. And you know, real quick, I want to brag on our young guys. Our young guys got in the game, and they really didn't let up. You know, that's a group that works probably harder than anybody, you know, Monday through Wednesday. You know, they have to get us prepared.
Yeah.
And
it's good experience.
They do a great job
for them,
of it.
Great experience.
Simulating what we're going to see. Yeah. And so when they got out there, a lot of them showed out when they were down in the field. So, you know, it was a good night to see everybody get in there and compete.
Absolutely. And it was great to call out a bunch of new names as well. Let's talk about the ball game tonight as this week's game, because of the impending hurricane weather conditions moving in, will be tonight on Thursday evening. At Wayne, the Jaguars come in 4-2 and a very formidable opponent for the Rebel squad.
They are. They're a really good football team down there. You know, you go back and look at their scores. They put up a lot of points this year. I think they're 5-2 right now, and their only loss come to, you know, schools that are bigger. And like I said, they are, you know, they've been really dominating the last few weeks. So, you know, it's going to be a tough one for us. But, you know, they have a, you know, very physical offense. It's a, you know, kind of a shotgun pistol veer power type offense. Defensively, you know, it's an odd man front, and they really are aggressive to get to the football. And so, you know, it's a game that, you know, we really got to go down there and you know, execute well. And you know, like you said, you know, it's going to be tonight on a Thursday night. So, you know, it's going to be different for us. And so that's something that, you know, believe it or not, you know, sometimes just a change kind of, you know, really checks you mentally. And so we're going to have to go down there mentally and physically ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the ball game being on Thursday night and, of course, our schedule, it's changed a little bit. So the game of Leak Academy and Wayne will be moved over tonight to Kicks 96.7. So all you listeners, switch over from the normal station 98.3, which will be carrying the East Central home ball game. But for Rebel football, it'll be on Kicks 96.7. So make sure you get that correct too. Well, Coach,
Before we end this, real quick, let me send a shout out. You know, want to congratulate our girls softball team.
Absolutely,
playing for the state championship this week. So, like I said, just I want to wish them good luck and tell them how proud I am of them. We talk a lot about football, but you know, they went into Monday. Last Monday, and had to win three games, and they won three in a row. You know, some good quality opponents. And, you know, so they came out where they could, you know, they could play the, you know, they were playing Hillcrest.
Hillcrest in the championship. It'll be a 2 out of 3, I understand.
Our best of three series.
Yeah.
And, but like I said, you're really proud of them. They worked real hard to get to where they are. So, like I said, I want to send them the best of luck and you know, just kind of, you don't want to give them a mention because, like I said, they've done a really good job.
When is that first game scheduled?
First game, of course, is Wednesday, and then the doubleheader will be at Hillcrest Saturday.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Coach. We certainly don't want to miss out on that. Well, we'll thank you for joining us here on the Coach's Show.
I appreciate it.